जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्तुभ्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः नमस्कारय कृष्णस्तुति Hare Krishna. Reading from Canto 1, Chapter 3, entitled Krishna is the Source of All Incarnations. Text 9. Turye Dharma Kala Sarge. Turye Dharma Kala Sarge. Nara Narayana Rishi. Bhutvatmo Pashamo Petam. Akarod Dusharam Tapaha. Turye Dharma Kala Sarge. Nara Narayana Rishi. Bhutvatmo Pashamo Petam. Akarod Dusharam Tapaha. Turye Dharma Kala Sarge. Nara Narayana Rishi. Bhutvatmo Pashamo Petam. Akarod Dusharam Tapaha. Sarge Nara Narayana Rishi Bhutvatmo Pashamo Petam Akarod Dusharam Tapaha. Bhutvatmo Pashamo Petam Akarod Dusharam Tapaha. Word to word. Turye. In the fourth in the line. Dharma Kala, wife of Dharmaraj. Sarge, being born of. Nara Narayana, named Nara and Narayana. Rishi, sages. Bhutva, becoming. Atma Upashama, controlling the senses. Upetum, for achievement of. Akarod, undertook. Duscharam, very strenuous. Tapaha, penances. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In the fourth incarnation, the Lord became Nara and Narayana, the twin sons of the wife of King Dharma. Thus, He undertook severe and exemplary penances to control the senses. Purport. As King Rishabha advised his sons, tapasya or voluntary acceptance of penance for realization of the transcendence is the only duty of the human being. It was so done by the Lord Himself in an exemplary manner to teach us. The Lord is very kind to the forgetful souls. He therefore comes Himself and leaves behind necessary instructions and also sends His good sons as representative to call all the conditioned soul back to Godhead. Recently, within the memory of everyone, Lord Chaitanya also appeared for the same purpose, to show special favor to the fallen souls of this age of iron industry. The incarnations of Narayana is worshipped still at Badri Narayana on the ranges of Himalayas. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Patakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Krupa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, there is a list of incarnations, and in the second canto, seventh chapter, there is a chapter called as Scheduled Incarnations. There is also, Lord Brahma speaks the list of all incarnations to the Narada Muni. And then throughout Bhagavatam, all these incarnations, their pastimes are been little more detailedly given. So one interesting thing, while Brahma is reciting these incarnations to Narada Muni. In the second canto, Narada Muni approaches Brahmaji and asks, like, he wants to understand how this whole universe is being formed. Yathrishtam, yadadishtanam, like, from where it is being situated, from where it is coming, who has created it. The whole technical details of the creation Narada Muni is asking from Brahmaji. So, this is in the fifth chapter of second canto. And then, fifth chapter, Brahmaji gives a long list how everything is coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And towards the next chapter, sixth chapter, he gives how the Purushavatara is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. He is the whole source of everything. And towards the end of the chapter, the sixth chapter of second canto, Brahmaji just says, even though I know so much, even though I am the one through whom everything creation is being happening, the Brahmaji is the secondary creator of this universe, still he says that he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead completely. He says, Soham samam naya tapomaya prajapati nam abhivanditapati asthaya yogam nipunam samahitas Tannadi gacham yata atma sambhava. Although I am known as a great Brahma, perfect in the disciplic succession of the Vedic wisdom, and although I have undergone all austerities, and I am expert in mystic power and self-realization, and although I am recognized as such by the great forefathers of the living entity, who offer me respectful obeisances, still I cannot understand him. The Lord, the very source of my birth. So, after describing in so much of detail how the creation has been coming, the Brahmaji just accepts that the Lord cannot be completely understood. So when we are presented with some topic which we cannot understand or which goes above our head, like overhead transmission, the one simple thing that people like to do is close the book and keep it aside, because the subject matter is not going into our head. But interestingly, the Brahma doesn't say there is no use in understanding him, just trying to understand the Lord, just give it up. Don't try to understand Lord or don't think about it. That's what the materialistic people mostly do. They don't want to enter into the discussion of the spirituality. So next, the Brahmaji, what he proposes next was this. He says, we cannot understand the Lord, but we keep glorifying his incarnations and his activities. Yasyavatara karmani gayanti hi asmadadayah nayam vidanti tatvena tasmai bhagavati namaha. Whose incarnations and activities are chanted by us for glorification, although he can hardly be known, fully known us. We can hardly know him fully. So just because the Lord's activities are going over our head doesn't mean that we completely give up the Lord. But the way of knowing the Lord is also here Brahmaji is giving. In the first canto, the incarnations are being recited because Saunaka Rishis are asking. But if we come in the second canto, Narada Muni has not asked also to explain the various incarnations of the Lord. But Brahmaji takes a chance. After describing whole creation, he says, this is not the end. We need to describe the pastimes of the Lord also. And he goes on into describing various pastimes, gives a list over there. So Prabhupada writes in the purport there nicely, one should not expect the Lord to be an order supplying agent who must be present before us as soon as we desire to see him. We must be ready to undergo the prescribed devotional duties following the path shown by the predecessors in the disciplic succession from Brahma, Narada and similar authorities. So what is the process that Prabhupada is mentioning over here is Shravanam and Kirtanam. When we do Shravanam and Kirtanam of the pastimes of the Lord, that's when we start understanding the Lord. And then, generally, materialist, as I was mentioning, wants to understand things by one's own endeavor. We understand there are three ways of acquiring knowledge: pratyaksha, anumana, and shabda. Pratyaksha, anumana, both are dependent on the person's capabilities to understand, and shabda is when we surrender to the higher authorities and accept the knowledge as it is coming there. So there is a big difference between pratyaksha anumana and shabda praman. So it is said generally the materialists, they want to control things and they want to understand something that which is below them. And devotees are interested something superior to them. And when you are approaching something superior to them, us, we need to go with a submissive attitude. So there, Brahmaji goes ahead and says, Pradhanyatoyam Rishi Amananti Leela Avataran Purushasya Bhumna Apiyatam Karna Kashaya Shoshan Anukramishyeta Imam Supeshan. So Brahmaji says, what will happen by hearing this Leelavataras? Apiyatam karna kashaya shoshan. So all the further rates, hearing of their activities counteracts all foul matters accumulated in the ear. These pastimes are pleasing to hear and are to be relished. One So Prabhupada writes, one cannot be fully satisfied by hearing unless and until one is given a chance to hear of the transcendental activities of the Lord. So Brahmaji is also trying in this verse to stress the importance of narrating the transcendental pastimes of the Lord as he comes and manifests himself here on the surface of the material planets. So this is not the one place where Brahmaji is speaking about the Leelavataras, glories of the Lord, when it was not asked. There is one more instance also when Hiranyakashipu is doing a lot of tapasya and all the demigods, they approach Brahma and ask what is happening. There also Lord Brahmaji takes a chance and starts describing the entire Vaikuntha planets. He could have just told Jai Vijay fell down and there he is doing tapasya and problem is there. No, Brahmaji takes a chance of their question and then starts describing entire Vaikuntha planets to the demigods. And then at the end says, the Lord will take care. So, the point is, there is a lot of dissatisfaction in the material world when we deal with the material things. So here Prabhupada writes, the cause of such dissatisfaction is the incompatibility of the message with the innermost stratum of the living soul. This transcendental literature is specially prepared by Vyasadeva to give the utmost satisfaction to the people in general by narration of the activities of the Lord. This literature is the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the actual satisfaction of the heart for the conditioned soul comes when one hears the activities of the Lord. Sometimes, just speaking Lord Ram Katha, like Ram Navami happened in the last week and there's a lot of Ram Katha going on. Just hearing the pastimes of the Lord Ram itself is so much nourishing. It cannot be said how the hearing the pastime is just clearing the consciousness, but somehow it just happens. So here the purport says, the devotees of the Lord know well how the creative forces work concurrently by the action and reaction of the material energies of the Lord. Therefore, they take more interest in the transcendental activities of the Lord as he incarnates himself on the surface of the material world. Generally, in the material world, when people want to understand this material energy, they don't have an understanding that it is coming from the Lord. So, there is an attempt to understand independent of the Lord. Because the devotees understand that everything is coming from the Lord, they understand in connection with the Lord. So, regarding this hearing, Brahmaji also says in the 10th canto in his prayers to Lord Krishna, like, Jnane prayasamudapasya namantayeva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam stane stita srutigata tanuvamanobhe ye prayaso vajitajit api asitai strilokyam. So this is jnane prayasam udapasya. One has to give up the endeavor to understand the Lord through intelligence, jnana. And then sthane stita srutigatam tanuvan manobi. Just stay at where you are and just try to hear from the pure devotees the various narrations of the Lord. Jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya varta, from the santas. So by doing this, what happens? Ye prayaso ajita jita api aistraistrilokyam. The Lord who is ajita is conquered by just hearing the narrations of the Lord from the pure devotees. In this connection, Sri Sanatana Goswami writes very nicely on the word tanu van manobhi, how the body, words and mind are conquered. He says, the body, words and minds of the devotees are conquered by the body is engaged in touching the lotus feet with their hands, and the words are engaged in calling to him, and the mind Just by thinking of the Lord gives his audience in the mind. So this is what, how body, words and mind of the devotees. And Sanatana Goswami also says, in regards to non-devotees, what this body, words and mind refer to. He says, even though the non-devotee tries to understand the Lord by his body, words and mind, he will not be able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And interestingly, Sanatana Goswami also writes how the Lord is conquered, and he explains in terms of body, words and mind of the Supreme Lord. He says, Lord Krishna's body is conquered because he always remains by the side of his pure devotees. Yes, Lord Krishna is also completely controlled in his body. So Krishna stays with the devotees. Lord Krishna's words are conquered because he always chants the glories of his devotees. So when this happens, Krishna starts speaking about the glories of the devotees. So like that, the words of Krishna are also conquered. And then it says how the words of how the mind of Krishna is conquered. The Lord Krishna's mind is conquered because he always thinks about his loving devotees. So when the hearing of the pastimes of the Lord happens, body, words and mind not only of the devotees is conquered in the service of the Lord, but the Lord's body, mind and words are also conquered. Now, just speaking about the today's verse. So today we are discussing here about the list is given about the Nar Narayana Rishi. So it is the fourth incarnation that Suta Goswami is mentioning over here. Nar Narayana Rishi has appeared as a son of Dharma and Murti. Daksha Prajapati has 13 daughters and has 16 daughters. 13 of them are being given in marriage to Dharma. So the fourth canto gives a long list of who all or took birth from various daughters of Daksha Prajapati. And from the Murti, a reservoir, Murti is the 13th daughter there. Murti, a reservoir of all respectable qualities, gave birth to Sri Nar Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this Nar Narayana Rishi, they are staying in Badrikashram, and they are most famous, and one of their prominent activities is performing a lot of austerities. As the verse also here says, he undertook severe and exemplary penances to control the senses. So this Nar Narayana Rishi are staying in the Badrikashram, and they are performing the austerities. And one more importance of the Nar Narayana Rishi is it also comes at the description of the Jambudvipa in the fifth canto. There are various varshas in the Jambudvipa, and there is a presiding deity of each varsha. The presiding deity of the Bharata Varsha is Nar Narayana Rishi, and Nar Narayana Rishi is worshipped by Narada Muni. Narada Muni offers prayers to Nar Narayana Rishi. He says that Lord will stay there till the end of this millennium, performing the past austerities for the benefit of all the living entities. To favor his devotees by teaching them religion, knowledge, renunciation, spiritual power, sense control and freedom from false ego. So teach all these things, Nar Narayana Rishi is performing a lot of austerities. Next, I will just throughout the Bhagavatam, there is various places the mention of Naranayan Rishi is given. And then there is one more prominent pastime of Naranayan Rishi, which is mentioned. We will just see at various places where he has been mentioned. Naranayan Rishi is, firstly, is mentioned as Krishna and Arjuna. He says the same Naranarayan Rishi are coming here as Lord Krishna and Lord Arjuna to establish the dharma here. There is a nice mention of Naranarayan Rishi relating to the King Bahulashwa. So when Krishna goes to visit the palace of Bahulashwa, Bahulashwa is praying, offering various prayers to Krishna. And one of the prayer he prays is Krishnaya Kunt Namastubhyam Bhagavate Krishnaya Kunta Medase Narayanaya Rushaye Sushantaya Tapa Iyushe. So here Bahulashwa is referring to Krishna as Narayanaya Rushaye. So in the Purport, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur raised very nice point. In his expansion as Naranarayan Rishi, the Lord always resides in Badrikashram for the good for the whole land of Bharatavarsha. So here Bahulashwa is asking, so similarly Krishna may also stay in his house for the benefit of him. And then he mentions why specifically Bahulashwa is calling Krishna as Naranarayan Rishi. He says, Sushantaya Tapa Iyushe. You are very much interested in doing tapasya. So, when you are staying at my home, he is saying that I will not be able to provide you a lot of facilities, the kind of facilities that you are getting in the Dwaraka. So, it will be an austerity for staying here. But still, Bahulashwa says, but you are very interested in doing a lot of austerities. So please do this austerity also and stay at my home. So this one more reference comes. And as we know, at the end, in the 11th canto, Krishna sends Uddhava to Badrikashram to give the message. At the end, when Krishna is ending his pastimes, he is just thinking about, I have visited all the places, but I have not visited Badrikashram and I have not given my association to Naranarayan Rishi. So he sends Uddhava with a special message. And Naranarayan Rishi is also mentioned at the Markandeya's prayers. Recently we were discussing the 12th canto. Markandeya Rishi, he gets the darshan of Naranarayan Rishi, and from this Naranarayan Rishi he asks that he wants to see the illusory power, and the whole series of he going through a lot of pralaya and everything happens. So that is one place where it comes. And the main detailed pastime that Bhagavatam mentions about Naranarayan Rishi is how they conquered Cupid, Kamadev. So while Naranarayan Rishi were doing tapasya in the Himalayas, Gandhamadana Hills, as usual, Indra is frightened. And he wants to test. So, a person who is materially conditioned, he thinks that everybody else also wants the same thing what he is looking for. So, Indra sends so many heavenly damsels to attract Naranarayan Rishi and disturb in his penance. There, when all they come and when Naranarayan Rishi is doing tapasya, And when Cupid is trying to disturb him, Narayan and Rishi are not at all disturbed. They just welcome Cupid and welcome everyone in a very nice way. Yes, you are all come as a guest to my ashram. Please come. And he welcomes them and then he starts giving gifts to them. So please take a few more gifts from me, karke. So from his body, Narayan Rishi generates more beautiful damsels and he gives to all the demigods over there. You can choose from them whomever you want. And then, so like that, initially Cupid was very afraid, like there was a very nice experience that Cupid underwent when he was trying to disturb Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva was also doing a lot of austerities after Sati left. And then there was a need in the cosmos for the marriage of Mother Parvati and Lord Shiva. And then the Cupid comes and disturbs Lord Shiva. So the moment Lord Shiva comes out of the disturbance, his meditation, the first thing, he becomes very angry and he burns the Kamadev, the lust personified. And then the next goes on. But here also Cupid, when he says that Narayan Rishi has woken up from his meditation, he is also very much afraid, now what will happen to us. But to his surprise, Narayan Rishi is not at all angry on the Cupid. So this quality of the Lord is also brought out when Lord Brahma is speaking about Narayan Rishi in the second canto. It says, great stalwarts like Lord Shiva can by their wrathful glance overcome lust and vanquish him. Yet they cannot be free from the overwhelming effects of their own wrath. Such wrath can never enter into the heart of Lord who is above all this. So how can the lust take shelter in his mind? So he says, the Lord is not only above the lust, but he is also not conquered by the anger also. So there is one more instance where Vishwamitra falls prey. Initially, when Vishwamitra was trying to do a lot of tapasya, Indra sends Menaka, and then Vishwamitra loses, he marries her and he loses all of his tapobal. And he understands he has given up his tapasya, and then again he starts doing tapasya. And the next time Indra sends Rambha, and this time Vishwamitra is very careful not to get into any relationship with her. But this time he becomes completely angry. And in his anger, he loses all his power of austerities. So the second time Vishwamitra could overcome the power of lust, but he could not overcome the anger that he was having to the person who is disturbing. So here, Lord Narayan, Narayan Rishi, we see that he is neither attracted by the beautiful damsels that Cupid is providing, nor he is disturbed why somebody is disturbing in his meditation. He is completely peaceful. So Maharaj in one class mentions, attraction and aversion both are two sides of the same coin. It is called as a material bondage and illusion. So Maharaj mentions there, an advanced personality is indifferent. A certain type of respect. An advanced personality is indifferent. He is neither averse nor attracted by the material illusion. But of course, Maharaj mentions there, a certain type of respectful aversion for Maya must be there. But it should be done with respect. But too much aversion is simply the other side of attachment. So here, Narayan Rishi is glorified for their overcoming anger along with the lust also. There is one more place Bhagavatam mentions about Naranarayan Rishi, and that also in connection with the lust. In the third canto, Kapil Dev, 31st chapter, when he is speaking about the material attachment, how it catches, he says, Tasrushta srushta srushteshu konu akhandita dhipuman rishim narayanam rite yoshit mayeha mayaya. Among all kind of living entities begotten by Brahma, namely men, demigods and animals, none but the sage Narayana is immune to the attraction of Maya in the form of a woman. So there also the reference to the Lord Narayana, Naranarayan Rishi, comes here, and he says he is immune to the attraction. Otherwise everybody else is susceptible to that. So there Kapil Dev speaks, what are the various effects that one goes through when one is attracted by the material illusion? Satyam saucham daya maunam buddhir srihi yashakshamaha samodama bhagascheti yat sangat yati sankshayam. When one is attracted by the material lust, when one is affected by the material lust and he is running behind the opposite sex, he speaks, he becomes devoid of truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, gravity, spiritual intelligence, shyness, austerity, fame, forgiveness, control of mind, control of senses, fortune and all such opportunities. So this also brings us to the point of what is the importance of following the austerities that Naranarayan Rishi is showing by his exemplary behavior. It is somebody who is attracted by the material illusion, the spiritual advancement is far away. But here Kapil Dev is saying, even for somebody to live in this world peacefully, that also becomes very difficult, because one loses cleanliness, mercy, gravity, fame, forgiveness, control of mind. Austerity at one level for the devotees we do for the gaining the spiritual perfection, but austerity is also the principle with which a person can do anything in this material world. Hiranyakashipu wanted to conquer the entire universe, and the first thing he did was 10,000 years of strong tapasya, completely controlling his senses. And then he was able to control the material nature very nicely. So austerities are needed for anyone who wants to do anything substantial in this material world. Regarding and especially regarding austerities, again here the pastime of Naranarayan Rishi shows how he resisted the temptation of the opposite sex. So regarding this also, Kapil Dev mentions one nice point here. Natasya bhavet moho bhandas chanya prasangataha yoshit sangat yatho pumsho tatha yasangi sangataha. The infatuation and bondage which occur to man from attachment to any other object is not as much complete as that resulting from the attachment to a woman or to the fellowship of men who are fond of women. So of course we can take like for man, woman and man, woman, man in that sense. The essential point is the attraction that which is there towards the opposite sex is the gives the greatest of all the bondages compared to attachment to any other object in this material world. So that becomes important for the anyone to practice the austerities. And so there's one more nice point regarding the tapasya, that which comes in Bhagavatam. His Maitreya is speaking. Somebody may say, I don't want to control this material world, so I don't have to do any austerities. So I am just doing devotional service. And devotional service is very easy to perform. So we may not have the need for the tapasya. So here one verse comes in Bhagavatam. Durapahi alpa tapasa seva vaikunta vartmasu yatropagiyate nityam deva deva janardana. It says, persons whose austerity is meager can hardly obtain the service of the pure devotees who are progressing on the path back to the kingdom of Godhead, the Vaikuntas. So as devotees, we may not want the control over the material world, controlling so many things in the material world. But even for us to do proper service to the pure devotees, we need the austerities. Like in the previous class, Nandalal Prabhu was very nicely mentioning, to be a good servant, one has to be a good master. One has to be a master of the senses. So that's why Rupa Goswami, in his Upadeshamrita, the first Upadesh that he gives is, one has to be the controller of the senses. One should not be overwhelmed by the urges of the senses. So when one is able to control the senses, then we can put those senses in the service of our master. So like living entity is in the Tatastha Shakti. There is a spiritual energy, material energy and the marginal energy. The living entity is supposed to engage the marginal energy, the material energy in the service of the Supreme Lord. So it is not that we will be just be doing nothing and somebody else will engage us, but we also have to engage something else in the service of the Lord. So to control that also, we need to be master of the senses. So but here Prabhupada in the purport makes things little easy for us by mentioning again and again towards the very blissful and wonderful process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for this particular age of Kali. So here Prabhupada writes, even if one has no assets for favorable austerities, if he nevertheless takes shelter of Mahatmas who are engaged in chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord, he is sure to make progress on the path back home, back to Godhead. So if you don't have previous austerities, at least start by now by hearing from the pure devotees. And one more place, Prabhupada writes, as we can see in this same verse here, the verse is talking about Naranarayan Rishi and then the lot of austerities that they have done. And here Prabhupada's first point he is mentioning is, what is the purpose of these austerities? We say, if the purpose is not to worship Hari, then there is no use of the austerities. And if you are already worshipping Hari, then there is no use of the austerities. So Prabhupada, as very expert and acharya, is bringing us to directly the purpose of all the austerities. And then directly introduces here, to show the special favor to the fallen souls of this age of iron industry. He mentions about Lord Chaitanya, how he has come. So Prabhupada is not speaking about, he speaks about Rishabhadev, what all the tapasya that he has asked us to do, but Prabhupada also mentions the opportunity that we have in this age of Kali about the Sankirtan movement. So in the for the age of Kali, the Kali Yuga incarnation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the process of Sankirtan, coming together and glorifying the Supreme Lord. So just there comes one instance in the 11th canto where Avadhuta Brahman is speaking to Maharaj Yadu about the 24 gurus. He speaks about one guru, like a young girl. There was a young girl who was about to get married, and somebody comes to her, the in-laws comes to her home, and she wants to cook, and she goes inside and starts making some, she was husking the wheat, and the bangles which were there on her hand were making a lot of noise. So she does not want that noise to be heard by the guest, so she starts removing the bangles, and at one point only two bangles on each hand are remaining, and again the noise is coming, and then she says, no, this is also difficult, so she removes the second bangle also, and then only one bangle is there, and then there is no noise. So there Yadu Avadhut Brahman says, if there are two people coming together, there is always going to be a clash. When many people live together in one place, there will be undoubtedly be quarreling. And even if only two people live together, there will be frivolous conversation and disagreement. Therefore, to avoid conflict, one should live alone, as we learn from the example of bracelets of this young girl. So, this is the process to live alone in seclusion and do the austerities without association of anyone. That is generally the process prescribed by the process of jnana. And the process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving is, come in the Sankirtan and start glorifying the Lord. So, Vishwanathachakra Thakur in that purport gives very nice understanding how devotees can stay in the Sangha and still be not quarrel. Sri Vishwanathachakra Thakur has given nice example in this regard. Because the young girl mentioned in the story has no husband, but in the case of devotees we have husband in the form of Lord Krishna himself. She had to fulfill her duties as a host by removing her bracelets so that each wrist had only one bracelets. In the same way, the process of jnana yoga or spiritual advancement by philosophical speculation demands that the speculating sages live alone without any other association. Since jnanis have dedicated their life to speculation, there will be undoubtedly be endless arguments and quarrelling on technical points if many jnanis live together. He says that naso rushir yasya matam na bhinna. Unless he has a different opinion, then the person is not a rushi. So all the jnanis, they will have various different opinions, and they will be fighting amongst each other. So in contrast, Vishwanathachakra Thakur talks about the devotees. On the other hand, a king's daughter who has been duly married to an aristocratic prince fulfills her duties to her husband by dressing herself attractively with innumerable ornaments and approaching him for love. So here the king's daughter that Vishwanathachakra Thakur is mentioning is the goddess of devotion. Not individual devotees, but it is a goddess of devotion. Similarly, the goddess of devotion, Bhakti Devi, decorates herself with the innumerable ornaments of Vaishnavas who come together to relish the sweet sound of the holy names of the Lord. Because pure Vaishnavas do not intimately associate with non-devotees, the staying alone is fulfilled. There cannot be any quarrel among pure Vaishnavas because they are on the real platform of desirelessness, not wanting even salvation or mystic power, what to speak of sense gratification. So we see the effect of Sankirtan. Well, Brahmaji is describing the Vaikuntha to the four Kumaras. There the whole description how comes is different birds are doing a lot of glorifying, and then the small bumblebee comes and wants to glorify, and still that is given a chance. They all speak in different various ways, different sounds, but everything is for the purpose of the glorification of the Supreme Lord. So everything is accepted and understood by knowing the essence of why the offering is being done. So one last point, I'll just stop here, because it is said that mind is purified by meditation, intelligence is purified by scriptures, and false ego is purified by sangha, in association. So in the introduction to Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes, the material consciousness has two aspects. He says, I am the creator and I am the enjoyer. So everybody in the material world thinks about I, his own self. Prabhupada also says, when there are so many center of points, the ripples collide with each other. So that is usually will happen. So when one comes to Sangha, here we learn how by putting Krishna in the association, that gives more happiness. And we learn by seeing the devotees, how by serving they are happy. Otherwise in the outside material world, everybody wants to be happy by showing oneself to be great. And here in the association we learn how by putting Krishna in the center, people can get real happiness. So like that, the whole conception of from where we get happiness, it changes when we come into the association of devotees. And that association of devotees ultimately will clear the false ego that a conditioned soul has, that one is an enjoyer. Like Narayana Rishi, when he was told, he said he is doing lot of tapasya so that the people will come out of the false ego. And this Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fulfills completely of bringing out one from that false ego. So that's why Prabhupada also at 2-3 places where speaking about the austerities of Naranarayan Rishi, Prabhupada again and again brings about the easiness and perfection of the Sankirtan movement. So the small summary we have just discussed today about how Lord Brahmaji takes a chance of glorifying the Supreme Lord at various places, and the glorification of the Supreme Lord helps one in coming out of the contaminated consciousness that we have seen. And we have seen Naranarayan Rishi is there to teach us lot of austerities. And we have seen one aspect of Naranarayan Rishi, how he is not controlled by lust and also not controlled by the anger also. And towards the end, we have just presented about how the Sankirtan movement that Prabhupada mentions here, it helps us one overcome the false ego that Naranayan Rishi has trying to teach through his austerities. Thank you very much for your patience listening. I hope in the association I will be able to take associations of devotees and do some spiritual progress. Thank you. As it is about time, so we will, if there are any comments, you can speak, any questions we will take after the class. Thank you. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Chai.